This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's latest unemployment report shows the fewest number of new claims since March. Last week saw just over 4,800. The state's senior economist, Ryan Gedney, warns that he expects the number to increase again this winter.
Colder weather may cause a surge in new and recurring layoffs within the restaurant sector due to an inability to seat patrons outdoors and reduce capacity indoors.
Since March, 15% of all new unemployment claims have come from workers in the restaurant industry. The construction industry also typically sees more unemployment claims toward the end of the year. The combination of flu season and COVID-19 could have a devastating effect on Colorado's health system and assisted living facilities. To prepare, the state health department secured 293,000 additional publicly funded flu shots. Heather Roth is in charge of immunizations for the department. She says that's way more than last year.
And we really secured these additional flu doses in an effort to meet the anticipated increased demand this fall, especially given the increase in underinsured patients as a result of the pandemic due to rising unemployment rates.
Public health officials urge Coloradans to get a flu shot before the end of October. Denver is on pace for a record number of fatal drug overdoses. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The city this week matched the number of drug overdoses in all of last year, with the medical examiner's office reporting 225 drug deaths in 2020. That means the city will have a record number of fatal overdoses. The spike is driven by an increase in fentanyl use. This powerful synthetic opioid is much stronger than heroin. Public health advocates said an increase in people using drugs alone during the pandemic is fueling the increase in overdoses. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Metro Denver and the Front Range have mostly sunny weather and highs today in the 70s. It's going to stay smoky for over the Denver area. This is CPR News.